The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello. Hello, everyone from everywhere. And now here we come at the end of the week. And I believe that these days that I've been sitting down here, I've been feeling fairly, empty in a nice, very nice way. I hope that it comes across okay in this YouTube world. If we study our thinking, and one of the ways to understand is we usually, thoughts are usually about something. So about the meal I'm going to have, or about the meal that I just had that wasn't just quite right, or the work, or a conversation, or an event that happened, or about some self-concern, or about plans we're making, or about a fantasy we have. We think about things, and the world of aboutness is at least one step removed from the world of aliveness. And in some ways, the world of aboutness is maybe a one-dimensional, two-dimensional world. It's a kind of a virtual reality world, that world of thoughts. I love my thoughts, mostly. I mean, at least I have a very positive relationship to them. And so I don't feel like I need to be critical of them. But I am aware that they are about something. And if I spend too much time in that world of aboutness, then I become separated from the world of aliveness. And one way of understanding this meditation is it's a switch from aboutness to aliveness. That we're not so focused on the world of aboutness, but we're focused on the world, the living world that we can experience and feel and see and touch and know directly here and now. And so this distinction between thoughts being the world of aboutness might be helps you to break the enchantment with them or break the allure or the strong pull into the world of thoughts. And this idea that the alternative in meditation is the world of aliveness, maybe that is a welcoming idea to show up here for your lived experience of the moment. So, assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing your eyes. And to gently, slowly, as if you're like you're entering into a beautiful place, a forest or a sacred grove, or gently, slowly, take some deeper breaths. Just deep enough that it remains comfortable for you. And maybe in a way that's comfortable, taking these deep breaths and then slow, long exhale. Maybe exhaling more than usual. And as you exhale, Let the shoulders relax, the belly relax. Let your body settle here. Letting your breathing return to normal. To begin meditation with relaxing is also a way of settling into the lived body, the experience of aliveness in the body. So as you exhale, you might relax the muscles of your face. And maybe the character of aliveness in the face changes as the face relaxes. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. And as you do so, perhaps the shoulders expand in their aliveness, the range of feelings. Softening the belly, settling in. Letting your belly hang forward and down, maybe. As the belly relaxes, the center of gravity settles in the body. And then to have a global awareness of the body, meaning a wide, broad experience of the body as is available for you. And on the exhale, kind of softening the whole body. Softening into the sense of aliveness in the body. And then relaxing into the body breathing. Many ways breathing is an animating force for our lived life. And feeling how the body experiences breathing. Settling in. And if your mind goes into the world of thoughts, maybe think of it as the world of aboutness. Maybe even noticing that you're thinking about something, of course. But that's a bit removed from the world of aliveness. Here and now in the body. For these minutes, choose aliveness instead of aboutness. It makes a difference if we live in the world of aboutness or the world of aliveness. It makes a difference for the emotions that can be present for us. Some emotions are born from aboutness, the thoughts, the stories. And some emotions arise out of the aliveness. Aliveness which has a quality of freedom in it, openness, allowing. Notice what arises from your aliveness, not your aboutness. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to see if you can touch into a place of tender love or goodwill, kindness, that doesn't arise out of aboutness, that you're thinking yourself into it. But maybe someplace deeper, embodied in your heart, an aliveness that comes from being relaxed and open and available for this world. And imagine going into the world now this way. Maybe imagine going into the world with the equivalent of Midas's touch, that whatever you touch, you touch it with goodwill, with kindness, with care. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.